housing information you can trust right here for the next 2 hours on AM 760 WJR. My name is Ken Cowherly, and I'm the outside guy.
Good morning, everybody. Chuck Bridenstine, the inside guy. Happy to be with you today. It's a little misty, a little rainy, finally.
Good.
We need it.
Good. Yes. Anything we can get right now, I'll take. Got spit on a little bit on the way in this morning. I think they pulled off a little bit for later, but.
I know. They were talking about a whole bunch of rain.
I know.
Which we could actually use. Better off if it comes slowly over time. Then if we get hit once, the ground is really hard right now. We get hit really hard, you know, for an hour, it's just going to run off into the ditches and creeks and disappear.
You're right. You're right. It's funny because I have some plants to plant. I got to put a shovel in the ground. I told my wife, let's wait till after it rains. Maybe the ground will be a little bit softer.
Well, it was misting, 2.5 hours ago for me, yep. I told you. So, hey.
I loaded some wood in the rain this morning.
Yes, you
I mean,
did.
I didn't get spit. I mean, I get wet at all, just a little bit.
That wood looks pretty dry.
Yeah, it did look pretty dry. I agree with you.
Well, oh, yeah, when that trade stuff gets wet, it is so heavy. You had to be a young man to pick that up.
Yeah, people don't know. I went out this morning and picked up some wood for a deck project I'm doing. I look at it when I get this morning. I go, boy, that all looks so heavy. I don't want to do this. I felt like turning around and going home, but I did it. It's all in the back of my truck. I'll be.
That's the easy part. You got to get it over your head now.
I got to get down to the backyard, then up to the top of the deck.
Exactly.
Is the hard part now.
How tall is that deck? How far off the ground?
10 feet.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you don't have my phone number.
And you know what's fun? Is I went out yesterday. I went out, I don't know, a few weeks ago, and I went and cleaned out behind my shed and everything, and I had this real long 2x12, probably 10 or 12 feet, and it's been sitting there forever. Guess what I did with it? I cut it up into pieces. Yeah, I know. It was you know, old, but boy, could I have used it now. I actually went out there to get it. I went, oh, I forgot I cut it out in pieces.
You know what that was worth?
Just for a walk on top of that deck, it would have been very nice.
Yeah, just as a walking plank.
Yeah, yeah. Live and learn, live and learn.
So you burned it?
Well, I cut a bunch of pieces. It wasn't a treated. So, yeah. I've got a lot of deck to get rid of now. I'll be taking that out. Won't be burning that.
Is there
a burn ban right now?
There has been an extreme fire hazard throughout most of the state for the past week. Everywhere I looked and went, might have been a ban in some jurisdictions.
Right.
Yeah.
And I always tell people, I always tell my kids, if you're going to have a fire, if it's a campfire, whatever it may be, if you can take a hose out just to the area or a bucket of water out to the area, then if anyone from the city ever shows up, at least you're looking like you're going to be responsible. Something happens, I've got this right here.
I agree. You know, even wetting the grass around a burn ring or something like that, unless you're on the beach.
That's a good idea.
Makes a whole lot of sense. It's far less likely to have a spark ignite it.
Right. Here's one thing that hasn't had a lot of use lately is our gutters, right, without all the rain. But I tell you what, it's a good time to get up and clean those gutters if you need to do that because they're not going to be out. You're not pulling a bunch of wet, nasty leaves out of that gutter. But later on, we're going to have Christian's Gutters on with us, one of our great team partners, and Christian Deasy will be on talking about his company. And tell you people, pay attention to your gutters. Your gutter system is one of the most important parts of your house.
You know, it's funny. You and I were talking about Foundation Systems of Michigan, FSM, earlier, and how important they are, what great work they do throughout the state and the country. Actually, they're a nationwide company now. But if people paid more attention to good gutters, downspouts, and getting water away from their house, even the guys at FSM will tell you, some of their work wouldn't exist.
You're right. You know, what I like about them is they started off as a basement waterproofing company.
Yep.
And then they saw the need for standby generation. They started doing standby generators. And then they saw the need to get that water away from your house. They started doing gutters as well. Everything to help keep the basement dry from Foundation Systems.
Go figure.
Michigan.
Yep. Good company.
It is.
Yep. So we're looking forward to talking to Christians later on. Gary Moore from Diamond Coat's going to be calling in for a few minutes, talk about an event that we've got going on a week from yesterday.
Yep.
And then from 12 to 1, we're going to sprint over to Shelby Mechanical and talk plumbing for an hour. So that'll be fun.
You know what? Those guys are knowledgeable over at, you know, Ryan Alexander, who is the owner, and his son. They are a knowledgeable company. There is nothing when it comes to plumbing that those guys can't solve.
I don't disagree with you at all. And for those that have been enjoying the beautiful, beautiful evenings we've been having, but maybe been fighting off some pests, we just want to remind you that Friday in the Homestyle section of the Detroit News, we featured Rove, R-O-V-E, Pest Control, and those guys are so passionate about what they do, so we encourage you to read that article.
Yes, we do. You know, we have a few electrical team partners, and what we like about our team partners, especially our electrical ones here, is they're placed in different areas around Southeast Michigan.
So they can handle all of Metro Detroit.
They do. They do. And a gentleman and a company you've heard on the WJR Airways for years covers all of Southwest area, whether it's Downriver, the Westland, Livonia.
Mike?
You got it. Mike Bratcher and Bratcher Electric. So if you need standby generator, you need new plugs, you need new switches, or you just need a checkup on your system, we highly recommend Bratcher Electric.
Having more fun than we deserve to have, we're going to ask you to feel free to give us a call, 888-654-4897. We're going to be talking to Christian's Gutters at 10:30, and you want to listen, even though it's been a dry spring. A good company that knows what they're doing, knows how to get water away from your foundation, can actually genuinely save you thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars, don't you think, Ken?
You know, we always say that gutter system's like a poor stepchild. Nobody pays attention to it whatsoever until your foundation cracks.
You know, it's funny. Every house we built, we put a gutter system on.
Yeah.
And I put drains underground away from the house. And that was one of those things people didn't look at and didn't see the value in because I charged more.
Right.
Right. I mean, my costs were higher. I had to. And it's so fascinating to me that anyone would build a house and not have a good gutter system on it. I just can't conceive doing it. I agree with you.
And if anyone building a house out there, make sure you raise it up high enough so the water hits next to your house and goes away.
Yep. There's an old adage. It's easier and cheaper to move dirt. Put the house up and move dirt around it. Yep.
Yep. Yep, 100%. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897.
I love it. Hey, also, I want to hit the idea that Rhino Shield, I know we've been listening to Mark and Cheryl for years, but you bought their product a long, long time ago and still have been happy with the product and the service, right?
Yeah, you know, we get those questions a lot online.
We do.
It's hard for me not to answer, with bias.
Sure.
Because I do have the Rhino Shield. I have
have a real bias. I mean, it's a genuine bias. It's not they're paying you to advertise bias.
No, good point. I had Rhino Shield coat my house because it's not paint, 2016, I believe.
Long time ago.
Had
now.
One issue. They came right out and took care of it.
You had hair.
Hair? Oh, yeah, when I did it, absolutely. Absolutely. But we get those calls all the time, and people say that they've gotten prices from a couple of painters, and they got a price from Rhino Shield. And I know Mark and Cheryl would not have a problem with us talking about this. Rhino Shield's always going to be a more expensive product. And because it's a better value, and here's why. Because you're not going to find a painting company that's going to paint the exterior of your house and tell you they're going to give you a 25-year warranty. I've never heard of it. The reason Rhino Shield can do this is because they're not just painting your house, they're putting a coating over your house. And I like something Mark told us years ago, Chuck, that his product is so thick and so well applied that it actually adds an air value to where it'll block off any little small leaks that you may have around your house. So if you have a siding, a vinyl siding that we all know is put together, we've all seen it, flex, we've all seen areas where air can get in. If they paint that, it will seal all those little holes, which will help make your home more airtight.
I agree. And, you know, I love good vinyl. Don't get me wrong. I really love it. I think it's a wonderful product. But water does get behind it. Air does move through it. And it's a different product.
Right.
So it is one of those things. The longer you and I have been associated with Mark and Cheryl, the longer the track record for Rhino Shield. That makes sense?
Yep.
Because like a lot of things that you and I have seen come and go in our lifetime, that was one of those products they kept saying, lifetime finish. And in the back of your head, you're going, oh, please, be a lifetime finish, you know.
Right.
It looks good. it sounds good, but now we've seen it. You know, we've seen it in action for 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah, we really have.
And so I wanted to say something. I apologize for the
digression. No, and I mentioned those calls that we get, but we also get calls. We've got a few lately of people who have compared our team partners, whether it's they've got two or three bids on roofs, so the two or three bids on windows.
Oh, yeah.
And they're so close, they're going to call or text us, email us, and say, they're so close, which one should I pick?
I know.
And, you know, it's like trying to ask us, you know, which one is our favorite child. If I get two bits and they're both from companies I trust, and a lot of reasons Chuck and I understand everybody, a lot of reasons you trust them is because you trust us. We don't take that lightly. But if I have those two companies right in front of me and they both gave me a bid, my final qualifier is going to be price. Is that fair?
I mean, if all of them gave you the same specification, I mean, if you look at Kearns, Victor's, Pro, Kanga, Performance,
yeah.
If they all gave you a bid with the same specification, what other criteria would you have? Because they're all great. They all do a wonderful job. They all have great product. They all have great warranty. So it's like at that point in time, then a couple of grand in your pocket makes a difference.
And it's funny because we had one recently, and I just said to the man, this wasn't a close bid. This was probably $3,000 apart. And I said, at this point, sir, it would be the price that would make my final
company,
decision.
Same specification.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Because we trust him. Bottom line, we trust him.
Equally good companies. I'm sorry. Same specification.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Taking your phone calls, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897.
So Shelby Mechanical from 12 to 1.
Yep.
Plumbers. People, I've had to rebuild the inside of a toilet twice in the last couple months. You know,
would you do it wrong the first time?
You know what? We put a really high-quality Kohler unit up north, and I couldn't find the pieces for it. They're insulated. The tanks are insulated. So you can't just put the stuff you find on the shelf.
No room.
Yeah, in right. there. And I had to find just the right stuff, and I had to kind of jury-rig it, and it worked. But it took my son and I a couple hours, you know, your head underneath the toilet tank and
sure.
wrenching. And then I get home, and I have this same issue, but luckily with a slightly different type of unit. So I've got to fix that one, too. And it's like, if you didn't know how to do it, if you didn't feel comfortable doing it, who do you hire as a plumber if you don't know?
Right.
They all look alike on paper, right? In the yellow pages, they all look alike.
They do. They do. And again, Chuck, you and I do not take it lightly that we know so many people trust our team partners because they trust us.
Yeah.
And you and I have said this many times. There is not a person at the InsideOutsideGuys.com that we wouldn't hire for our own house.
I was going to say that earlier. I agree with you 100%. There truly is not.
And in today's day and age, I mean, Chuck, finding a professional has always been tough, always been scary, especially if you're single, if you're a senior citizen.
Even as a contractor, it was. When you hired someone you didn't know.
Right.
And as a builder, it was still an issue.
Then for a plumber, you have to ask them to come into your house.
Yeah.
Nobody likes anybody in their house, especially when they don't know.
I don't.
I know. I don't mean either.
You and I are both locked and loaded if there's a stranger around.
You're right.
I got to tell you, as a contractor, I would talk to the lumberyard managers. I would talk to other builders.
Yes.
You know, who should I hire? And I used their referrals. Well, our listeners can't do that, so they listen to us, right?
They do. They do. When we get back from break, we're going to be talking gutters protection. Don't have a lot of rain out there right now, but it's coming, and we want to make sure we move it away from your house, away from your basement, and into your grass where it can start getting green this spring, almost summer.
What a concept.
Already.
What a concept.
Unbelievable.
Hey, but we are going to be talking about heating and air conditioning because, say what you will, it was chilly this morning, but it's going to be humid and hot in the next several months. And if you don't have a good company like CNC, shame, shame, shame.
Make sure you stay cool and comfortable in your house by talking to CNC Heating and Air Conditioning.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. We're going to look forward to talking to you during the balance of the show after we talk to a friend and a great team partner.
Yeah, Christian's Gutters, you know, we first heard about them a couple of years ago from a team partner, not team partner, a listener did some work for them. And then it had to be just over a year ago, we had a call, and we referred Christian's Gutters over the air.
Yeah.
And not long after that, we got together, talked to them, and they've become a great team partner ever since, taking care of so many of the Inside Outside Guys listeners. And right now, we have the owner of Christian's Gutters with us right now, Christian Deasy. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you guys today?
Couldn't be better. We actually like that there's a chance of rain, hoping there's more rain. What do you think? Would you like to see some rain today, Christian?
Yeah, I think we all would. It's been seems like it's been a while. So luckily, people still have been thinking about gutters, surprisingly, but it's been everyone's grass is brown, and vegetable prices are going up, I hear. So
everything's going up. Unfortunately. So do us a favor, Christian. Tell us about Christian's Gutters, the history of it, what areas you guys serve. Just fill us in a little bit about it, our listeners.
Sure. We cover most of your listening. I mean, all of Southeast Michigan, Lansing area. We don't go too far west or too far north beyond that. But, you know, like Flint, Lansing, Ann Arbor, and all of the Detroit area. Yeah, we like to do gutters, gutter covers, jellyfish lighting, anything else in our purview on the outside of your house.
Christian, one of the problems so many people have is the span between downspouts. And they don't want to put the downspouts down where they should be for whatever reason. And we ran into that last year at a job I was doing. I called you guys out, and you guys came out, and you sent a guy out. And literally within 2 hours, the homeowner had two brand-new downspouts where she needed it, and it solved the water problems in back. That was in Davison, Michigan. You had no problem going out there. I got one coming up for you in Lapeer, Michigan as well. But talk about properly placed downspouts, please.
You know, you'll hear people say every 30 or 40 feet quite a bit, and I don't personally like that because I don't want to put them in the middle of a building. I want to put them on the ends, you know, and run the water away at the safest spot. It also tends to be the best-looking place to put the downspouts, you know, on the corners, on the – and by corner posts rather than smack dab in the middle of a wall. So, you know, that 30 or 40 foot thing that you'll read is an oversimplification, and it has, you know, if that roof is only 5 feet tall, you know, who cares how long the distance of that gutter is? It's about volume, it's about pitch and speed of the roof and of the gutter. So, like, the 30, 40-foot rule you'll read on Google doesn't mean anything if you're not looking at all the other factors that come into play.
Especially that's why you got to have an expert that calculates the volume of water that trough's going to carry to the gutter, right, or to the downspout.
Right. You could calculate it, or you could just make sure if you're doing a big enough gutter and big enough downspouts, you don't even have to worry about that. You know, if we're trying to calculate to see if we can get away with a 5-inch gutter and a 2x3 downspout, forget it. Let's just do a bigger 6-inch gutter, 3x4 downspout, and let's do the downspouts 50 or 60 feet apart if that's how long the building is, you know?
Christian, what consequences have you seen in your career of people not – well, basically, the gutters for a lot of homeowners out of sight, out of mind. It's they don't ever look at it. Talk about some of the consequences you've seen over the years of improperly placed gutters or gutters that have just been there too long.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest problem, just like with anything, is maintenance or neglect, you know, and a lot of times when we're replacing somebody's gutters, we're taking them off and they're full of debris. They haven't been cleaned in years. Or a lot of times once you're seeing flooding in your basement and calling, you know, a basement waterproofer, you know, it might have been a pretty simple thing to prevent by just having your gutters cleaned regularly or getting some good gutter covers. You know, paying attention to the grade around your house, making sure you have extensions or underground drains getting that water away. You know, if you have just a tennis ball or just a little clump of debris the size of your fist over your downspout is going to make it fill up like a bathtub, pour against your foundation, and eventually that's going to lead to problems that can be very expensive when, you know, the simplest first thing to look at oftentimes is the gutters and downspouts to protect your basement, your foundation, and, you know, a lot of the outside of your house.
Do you ever see them improperly installed by other people?
Yeah. You know, sometimes the plastic DIY stuff. But, you know, we have a lot of Facebook groups for, you know, me and my gutter colleagues, gutter professionals. And so there's a popular post we'll see on there is found in the wild, you know, or people post something and they make sure they point out not my work. So there's a lot of funny stuff out there, especially for us folks who are constantly looking at the gutters and downspouts everywhere we go.
You know, Christian, for years, I mean, for most of our lives, gutters weren't considered a decorative part of the house at all. But that's changing, isn't it? It's not just with the colors that you offer, which are many under the sun, but also the lighting that you offer. Talk about some of the colors and then how you can enhance it on the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the last 5 years, you started seeing people embrace the gutter system a lot more. You know, not necessarily always trying to make it invisible and blend in. Now you'll see a lot more people highlighting them with a contrasting darker gutter color. You know, we do a lot of dark bronze and black. And then we do, once we take care of your soffit, your fascia, your gutters, and the exterior is all in good shape, like the last icing on the cake that we like to do is our jellyfish lighting, which is really, really cool. No more climbing and hanging Christmas lights every year. You have this accent lighting or holiday lighting for any season or holiday throughout the year. We do 16 million different colors. You can customize all kinds of different programming, and, like, you know, they move, they sparkle, they can do anything you can imagine these lights can do. It's really fun.
It's really cool.
And they're a permanent installation, correct?
Correct. And they match. We have, like, I don't know, 10 or 12 different colors for the aluminum track, so you don't see them during the daytime. They blend in with the trim on your house, but at night they're hard to miss.
You show some beautiful examples on your website. We encourage people to take a look if they get a chance. But so it's a combination of being able to get rid of water and rain,
yeah,
and accent the home and make it more beautiful at night.
Yeah, and a couple, you know, we love doing the jellyfish lights on houses, but we've had some good opportunities to do some commercial jobs with them recently at some really good restaurant and breweries. So, like, Lucas and South Lyon, really good Coney place there. The lights are looking really good at night there. And then we also did Kickstand Brewery in, I think it's in Wixom or Commerce. I haven't been out there yet myself, but I'm looking forward to it. Devin brought me a couple of their special brews, and they were delicious.
Why? Wow. Hey, Christian, thank you so much for coming on today. When we get back from break, we're going to give out your contact information. We know you go pretty much anywhere people can hear us. And thank you so much for coming on today and talking to our listeners about how important the gutter system on their house is, buddy.
And thanks for what you do for our listeners. We appreciate
it. I'm standing on the deck, and I'm feeling some raindrops, so I think it's coming now.
Well, we know you're not going to melt, buddy. you have a great day, Christian. Thank you very much. Okay. You guys know what aging in place is? Maybe universal design. Maybe it's just a program that helps people stay in their house more comfortable and get around. And if you want to stay in your house longer, be comfortable in your house, you want to call our good friends at Atlas Home Improvement.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Appreciate Christian Deasy taking time out from his busy Sunday to spend some time with us. That should be a family
great guy,
day
great
for
company.
Everybody. You know, we didn't talk to him about the fact that they will redo soffit and fascia.
Explain that to people, please.
Well, the overhang, what wraps your overhang, is usually, hopefully, aluminum, sometimes wood, cedar, Russon cedar plywood. But I know when Christian strips old gutters off, he probably sees a lot of water damage.
Because they can't see behind them before they take them off, right?
And that lets water, we all these listeners say, I've got periodic water coming in around my windows. I can't figure out how or why. It's usually because of a problem with soffits and fascia.
Yep.
Let water in and works down the wall. But these guys will totally redo the soffit and fascia, put brand new aluminum color coordinated if you're getting new siding.
They have it on their truck.
There aren't many companies that do that.
You're right.
And I love the idea of that. Now, think about it. I'm thinking about the gentleman we talked to yesterday with a solarium that's got an issue.
Yeah.
And you and I said off air, you know what? If that was ours, we would extend the overhangs. That's huge. That's so big in keeping water off that glass. A lot of houses don't have overhangs. If you're going to put new soffit and fascia on, you can extend the frame of those overhangs.
So important.
Oh, it is.
So important. Gosh. So for people who are interested in Christian's Gutters, the phone number is 586-745-9297. Once again, that's 586-745-9297. You can always get them at theinsideoutsideguys.com whenever you want. And then, like I said before, go over to the special offers page and you can find a discount. So,
have you looked at our special offers page much lately?
I have.
There are some tremendous deals on there. I was looking at it yesterday afternoon. I was batching it yesterday. So
batching it. What were you batching?
Well, I made myself a batch of spaghetti sauce, as you know, with my
you
bride's
have such an on. Exciting life.
I could put more mushrooms and meat in it. But I was looking at our special offers page. Chest cleaning. They do a great job on rugs. They will restore rugs, clean rugs. Free pickup and delivery. How big is that? If you've got a 10 by 12 rug, I don't know if any of you remember hoisting that baby and trying to get it in the room or out of the room where it resides.
They don't just clean rugs. The machinery they have to clean rugs, that the rug gets, you know, people go out and they beat their rugs. They have a machine that literally beats the tar out of their rugs, takes every inch of dirt
without
out of
hurting.
That rug. Without hurting them at all. And another thing, this time of year, a lot of people have the outdoor patio furniture that has cushions. Now, I've never liked having cushions on my outdoor patio furniture for this reason.
I do. My
eventually, they all start getting mildewy and moldy, you know. And if you keep them outside when it rains, you forget to bring them in. Christian's Gutters will clean those.
Chet's cleaning.
I'm sorry. Yeah. 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 Christian will. Sorry. Chet's cleaning will clean those like they're brand new again.
I know it. And treat them.
Yeah. And treat them right? Yeah.
It's funny because my wife will literally go out probably 4 days a week at the end of a work day and recline
in
the cushions and go to sleep, take a nap outside.
Cool.
Which I love. I mean, it makes it worth every nickel that you spent for that furniture.
Right.
But you're right. You got to take care of it. And Chet's Cleaning is expert at that. I mean, they told us how many tens of thousands of cushions they clean every year. And I mean, it's one of those numbers you just kind of shake your head.
You're right. Hey, our phone lines are open. Give us a call. Any and all of your housing questions. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897.
I love it. And again, we remind you to go to our look at coupons when you're going to hire one of our contractors, because it's enlightening, amazing, and they're legitimate.
Right.
There's a company that is on there that is raising their price in order to turn around and discount it. I guarantee you they're not doing that.
You're right. You're right. Here's what we want people to do today, because we're going to hit some hot weather here real soon. We've already had some. But we want you to go out and take a look at your air conditioner next to your house, the condenser next to your house. We want you to pay attention to the fins inside of it, where if any dust collects, if you have any weeds around it. And another thing that happens to these air conditioners, condensers, over time, because they are constantly vibrating when they're being used, is they sink. They'll just sink right in the dirt. Well, there will literally be an inch or two below the dirt level, and anything, whether it's dirt, pollen, you name it.
Dogwood.
That inhibits the airflow will, one, make it work harder, two, cost you more money, and three, lessen the life of that unit. So bottom line, cost you more money. Very simple. If your AC is dug in at all, grab four bricks, grab something, just pry up each corner. It's not that tough, and prying it a couple inches, it should not hurt anything in the back.
Make it level.
And then wash it just with a hose. And if you want to use any kind of brush, use a soft bristle paintbrush that has not been used.
Yep.
And you can just wash out the dust of those.
Even a good blower.
Yeah, you're right. A good leaf blower.
Yeah.
Yep.
Rid of 90% of what's on there, maybe more.
Yep. Because you want your AC system to be efficient if you want it to keep you comfortable and save you money.
And then one last thing. Air has to circulate around those. But one of the things I did years ago, and I've always done this in every house I've had, but I planted a miniature apple about 7 feet away
from it. Shade.
It's on the west side. So it provides shade.
Yeah.
So remember, the job of that condenser is to dissipate heat from the house. The cooler the air is around it, the more effectively it can dissipate heat from the house. And it'll last longer. But again, make sure that you don't have it surrounded by arborvitae, year-round growth that inhibits air movement, because air has to move past that.
Right, right. That is super-duper important, especially coming into the warm weather, because, Chuck, summer is next week. It's been the quickest spring I think we've ever had, but summer is starting next week.
Which slowest means, winter.
You're right, which means that sun right now is probably in the highest position it's going to be all year, and then after next year, it'll slowly be getting darker. Getting darker and darker and darker.
We're gaining about 90 seconds of daylight every day right up until the 21st.
I love it.
And then I won't even talk about it. Not even going to mention it. Not going to say it. But what I will say is this heat, the warmer ground, is bringing out pests.
It is.
A lot of ants. Ants.
You're not kidding. A lot of ants. Carpenter ants. And if you have carpenter ants, you have issues. Ticks are terrible this year.
I actually had one on me the other day.
Did you really?
Yes.
Did you get it off?
Playing golf, yes. Yes. Ooh. Yuck.
Hey, treat your yard, treat your house, get rid of those bugs, stay healthy, stay safe. Call our good friends at Rove. That's Rove Pest Control.
Hey, I'm going to lodge a protest. I think you and I need more time. I'm looking. We've got 1 hour left, and then we've got to sprint over to Shelby Mechanical for an hour over there. And it's just going to fly by. We're not going to satisfy all the information you and I want to convey and all the questions that people have in the audience.
People are used to you not satisfying them, Chuck. It's no big deal at all.
Talk to all my wives.
Yeah, right. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your housing questions.
I like that.
So next weekend, we're going to be at a hardware store, I believe?
Saturday.
Next Saturday, yes.
Grange Hall and not Holly Road, is it?
Oh, I believe so, yep.
Wow. I'm impressed that I might have remembered. That'd be a rare occasion for this boy. Hey, speaking of Father's Day gifts for
Chuck.
Curtain
Lumber, yeah.
Go ahead. Where are we going to be?
Curtain Lumber.
Curtain.
Yep.
On behalf of Diamond Coat Building Products, right?
Yes, sir.
Our friend Gary Moore?
Yep.
You and I have said, since we've gotten a chance to really, really discover that product, that we love it.
We do.
We've seen it in a few applications. And every time we have, we've walked away impressed.
You know, the closest thing Do you remember when Jay? I know you remember when James Hardy came out.
Oh yeah,
James Hardy was such a an advancement in product over what we used to have—a cementitious material that looks like wood, stay and last.
And holds paint.
And holds paint.
It holds paint well.
This is an advancement over this. One of the things I really love about this product is something very simple, because you and I went to Wausau, Wisconsin, and we toured the plant. And they have a little piece of plastic on every piece of siding. It has a little bit of quarter-inch plastic strip that sticks in the back that no one ever sees that has a very, very important function.
The spline.
Yeah, the spline, right. Yeah. Just whenever you put something up against the house, right up against the house, and water gets in there, it has nowhere to go. It just sits. But when you can put a little space in there, like this product.
Not only that, but if you can eliminate the human element of not putting it on correctly, level.
There you go.
And consistently, what we call the exposed face, you know, that part of the siding you see once the job is done, that's got to be consistent throughout each row, each successive horizontal row. And if it's not, then a good eye is going to catch it. It's going to look crappy.
And you're right.
Spline. Here's what I like when they talk about the on the ground, it's a more expensive product, right?
Yep. Yep.
Installed, it actually gains a financial advantage because it goes on really fast once a crew's been trained to
the
use
insulation
it.
Will be less then, yep.
And maintenance over time is lower because it's a lifetime finish.
Right.
And you and I were really impressed with every little piece that they came up with that had built-in flashings. You and I are flashing fools, if there is such thing in building, right?
Yep.
And if you can flash properly and anticipate where water might intrude and destroy a product and make sure that doesn't happen, that makes for a better product.
It does. It does. And their trim products, the little things that just add to it are just absolutely beautiful. If you go to the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page, you go back about a month, you'll see some videos of Chuck and I at the plant in Wausau. And you'll see a lot of it installed. And it's an absolutely beautiful product.
It really is.
So we'll be talking about that a lot next weekend, like we were at a few weeks ago. 888-654 guys equals 888-654-4897. Phone lines are open for you. Give us a call.
I got a good Father's Day gift. I'm curious to check this out.
You don't like Father's Day gifts.
I don't like needless gifts that I look at and say I'm going to throw this away because I really don't want it or need it.
Do you tend to get those?
Not from this group.
Okay.
I have had people in the past that were that way, that would buy anything that was for sale and give it to you as a gift and expect you to like it. And I apologize. I know that sounds terrible. You and I are both the kind of person that during the year, if we need something, it's because we're going to use it and we'll go out and buy it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So we don't want
jackets. Here's the thing. Last year before Christmas, I actually thought about texting my kids saying, please no jackets. But I didn't. I got 3 jackets last Christmas.
How come you don't dress any better?
I have so many jackets, Chuck. So many jackets. I donated a whole bunch recently.
What size?
In the old days. Stop it. Nothing that'll fit you. But so after this year, I'll remind the kids next year before Christmas, guys, don't get me jackets. See, but you're right. You and I, we have everything we want. What I want for Father's Day
healthy kids.
Is to see the kids. That's it.
Come over.
Yeah.
Have dinner.
Exactly.
I don't disagree. I know that sounds like something we're supposed to say, but I did find a product I'm intrigued by.
Okay.
And it's by a company called Miracle, and they are sheets that literally have silver threads in them. And silver is known as an antibacterial.
Right. Right.
So I'm one of these that leaves the bed unmade, so mites die before I make the bed. Every morning? Haven't you read about the whole mites?
Oh, my wife and I have had this discussion. She loves the made bed, and I always tell her, no, honey.
I love a made bed, but I like it about an hour or two after I've gotten up.
Oh, you're crazy. You're crazy. Hey, when we get back from break, we're going to talk to Craig Monroe, along with taking your questions at 888-654-4897.
Hey, if you've looked at your house as you approach it from work at the end of a tired day and realize it has gotten ugly over the last 30 to 40 years, we got a company. We got a guy.
Windows, siding, roofing, quality pro. home improvement.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. 888-654-4897. And Curtin Lumber is where we're going to be a week from yesterday. Yep. And I got to congratulate my little brother. Got to babysit for his grandchild in Florida yesterday. What a precious little boy.
Nothing better than that.
I don't know if I'd leave my little brother with my...
Well, it's his grandson.
Infant so child, okay. But other than that...
I tell you, I have a grandson who's now, what, 18 months, and he is just so much
that
fun.
That was a cool video that you so sent me yesterday of him helping Papa with the deck.
My daughter always says, Dad, can you watch it? She doesn't have to get it to finish the sentence. Yes.
Yep, yep,
yes,
yep, yep.
I'm there. I'm there. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Dial that number. Talk to the guys, just like Craig in Monroe. Good morning, Craig. You're on with the guys. Hey, Craig.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
We're doing phenomenal, sir. Yes, sir. We hear you.
Hey, I love listening to you guys, and everything you're talking about is so educational. 40 years ago, when I was an apprentice electrician, my journeyman told me the best teacher is experience. The better teacher is someone else's, and I love listening to your guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate that a lot.
It means a lot. So what's going on in your world, Craig?
I got a home, a big farmhouse that was built in the 1850s down in Mabee, Michigan, that my wife and I are restoring. And through all the other things that we've done, through the winter, there was some wind damage, blew off some siding. And I come to find out, whoever did the siding about 15 years ago, stapled it on there. So long and short, I'm going to replace it all and do that correctly. Also, when they did it, they did not wrap.
Shoot.
You broke up there, buddy.
I got new windows. My question to you is, when I redo the siding, I've already got new windows and everything in it. How should I properly wrap that house while I'm replacing the siding?
So if you've already got new windows in it, then we're a huge believer in using a mechanical flashing instead of any caulk, right? So a combination of a good rain barrier, a Tyvek-type product. Actually, I got to tell you, Diamond Coat has a really cool rain barrier product that's got channels built into it. You and I love that. I'm not trying to sell Diamond Coat product, but they do. And then metal caps cut custom broke to install above windows, if that makes any sense. The head piece above, you know, head flashing above windows. And then flash mechanic. I'm sorry.
He's been there. Yes, absolutely on that.
Okay, and then the same thing, you know, mechanically flash from the bottom of the windows up to underneath that head piece. With either custom broken aluminum or vinyl or something, you know, that you won't have to replace 10 years down the road, especially if you got a beautiful old vintage home like you said you do.
Okay, and that's what I was looking for. You called it Diamond Coat, is the wrap?
Yeah, are you looking to hire this out, the siding?
I'm a DIY guy. But
okay.
It's just the sense of pride I have doing it myself, but I want to do it right.
They'll sell to you direct. I'll tell you what, if you're going to do it yourself, then your labor savings, I'm thinking, it's funny because we talked to Gary Moore, the guy from Diamond Coat that we've come to know and trust, about the idea that for old homes, for restoring vintage homes, this is just a tremendous product. Can you send us an email? Would that work for you, for us to get contact information to you?
Absolutely. When I'm done driving here from my place up north, I will send you an email.
Where up north? Wait a minute. Where were you?
I was doing a ride with Great Lakes Four Wheel Drive Association in Lake County, but to educate our representatives on the off-road community. But my place is between St. Helen and Ross Common on the south branch of the Isabo River.
Wow.
Love it.
We know where you are. That's beautiful. Good for you.
place building my forever home is another story.
Gary, one of the companies out in your area we would refer for this is called DeLine Construction, and they install the Diamond Coat product. So if you send us that email, we'll give you their contact information as well, okay? They're in your area.
That would be awesome. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Gary. Drive safe out there, my friend.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Next, let's go to, you know what, I want to make sure we have next time for these couple of callers. So let's hold off. When we get back from break in a minute, we'll talk to Mike in Ypsilanti. We'll talk to John in Dearborn. Chuck, when it comes to siding, you know, there's
that was Craig, by the way, not Gary.
I'm sorry. You know what? This age thing. It's
age.
It's age. It's making me that's John. Thank you. But siding, there are so many different kinds of siding to put on. And people need to realize, you know,
several good ones.
But what do they want to accomplish? You know, if just accomplishing a good look in your front yard, there are several out there you can get. But if you also want to incorporate some air sealing, maybe a little bit of insulation with it as well, you never want to deal with it again. You know, if this is for your forever home, you don't want to put a siding on there that's not going to last.
It sounds like Craig's going to put it on for about 20 years and then build his forever home up around West Branch.
One thing I love about the Diamond Coat, too, is they're different complementary products, like their stone product, which is it's not something you'd expect a siding company to make.
I agree with you.
But they complement their siding so
they never
well.
Stop.
Right.
A lot of companies get to the point where, okay, push it out on the market. We're done.
Yep.
Diamond Coat keeps researching and coming up with better stuff based on installers and feedback.
You're right. Hey, you've heard Clarkson Window and Door on the Inside Outside Guys for a year now. They're a very, very trusted team partner. Jeff Weaver, the owner. He's a guy that Chuck and I have spent a lot of time one-on-one with this guy, and we trust him without a question. If you get a window from Clarkson Window and Door and you ever have any issues, just one phone call. That's it. One phone call to Jeff Weaver, and we guarantee you he will take care of you. One of the many reasons, and there are a lot of reasons, if you're going to look for new windows, you want to consider Clarkson Window and Door.
888-654-GUYS, which is 4897. We'd love to hear from you through the balance of the show. We want to remind you at noon, pour another cup of coffee. We're going to run over to Shelby Mechanical and talk to Ron Alexander about plumbing.
Or make yourself a lunch and sit back and...
Who doesn't need a good plumber? Truly.
Right. They're a great plumber. I agree. 888-654-4897. Phone lines are open. You got a half an hour to ask us any and all of your housing questions. Let's talk to Mike in Ypsilanti. Good morning, Mike. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. My problem is I'm trying to glue a 1x2 inch board flat side to the outside wall of the back of my bathtub. And the way it's set up, it's 5 foot long, and I'd like to use epoxy, but I can't because it hardens too quick. And because it's going to take me time to get it in place. So I'm looking for a product that I can use that's maybe not as strong as epoxy, but almost as strong as epoxy.
Is the 1x literally a trim piece from the bottom of your sidewall material to the top of the tub?
No. What it is I've got a 4-inch gap between the back of my tub and the wall. So I'm going to glue a 1x2 flat side against the tub and then glue and toenail a 1x2 on the wall and then put cross pieces in it and then lay a piece of Formica in the bottom and then load it with Durabond. So, so I only got one shot at it. So, and I don't want to screw up, and there's so many products out there that, and I can't use epoxy because by the time I get it mixed up and smeared on the back of the board and clamped, it's too late. So, yeah. I need something that cures a little bit slower, but is almost as strong.
So, okay. Are you and I going to agree on this or not?
I don't know. You could be wrong, but I'm going to tell them the right thing to buy. PL, which is Loctite, makes a great, great product. And it comes in different strengths, but the strongest one they make is called a PL 800 Premium.
Yep.
And here's the key to this kind of material, because it is so thick, is put it over a heat register for a little while before you use it. You want to warm it up. When we use a product like this outside, I will stick it in the sun on the driveway and let it get very warm. And if you don't, I've had this stuff so hard that I'm trying to squeeze it out of a caulk gun, it'll break the caulk gun. So just make sure you warm it up, caught a little spot up top. You're not going to use most of the stuff that's in there, but I tell you what, that is some unbelievably strong stuff.
I call it a construction adhesive.
Steroids.
It's got a slow cure time. I would rough up the tub a little bit, you know, get the glaze off it in the part you're going to glue to. But that stuff, we have glued wood to steel I-beams to later install drywall to later on with products like that, and never ever had a failure.
You try to rip that off, it'll stick. You'll tear apart the wood before
you
it
will.
Like that.
Yeah. We've actually used that product to secure ceramic tile outside in Michigan, and I've never had one pop up. Yep, so I wouldn't admit that on radio. But
what's the name of that stuff again?
It's made by Loctite.
PL is the designation, and they make all different numbers. They make 200, 400, 600, 800.
800 is the strongest.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So is that available like at Lowe's or Home Depot or that kind of thing?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Ace Hardware, Good Ace, or Do-It Best Hardware.
Oh, okay. All right. Appreciate you guys.
All right, Mike.
God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
You too. Okay. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's make something real clear, Chuck. When we answer all of our emails, the last thing we always say on our emails is, please spread the word about the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. So whether we're answering an email or we're answering your phone calls here on the air, that's all we ask you to do. We help. Look, we're very humble. We're thrilled to be able to do this, but we help thousands of people a year. All we want is you guys to spread the word for we can help more.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Couldn't have said it better yourself, right?
No, you said it well, pal. It's funny because I used to say I could sell construction adhesive PL products.
Right.
I've used that in more applications over the years successfully. I love it.
Too many people would buy the, the real stuff for years, liquid nails.
Oh.
And they'd use it for everything, and they shouldn't have. All right, let's talk to John in Dearborn. Good morning, John. You're on with the guys. You there, John?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Hello, sir. Yes, sir.
I have a gas grill on my patio, and it works fine, but the post is rusty, so I bought a new post, and I had a gentleman come out to give me a quote for installing that new post, and the gas grill was installed in the mid-80s, and he says, well, he wants to replace the gas line also. And I don't understand why I should have to replace the gas that's working fine. What's your opinion on that?
If it's working fine, why replace it?
What's it made of? Is it copper?
I'm sure it must be copper. It was done in the mid-80s, yeah.
Just a thought. You can get what they call, I don't want to get technical, but you can... That line can get thinner as it gives up charge to the ground if it's buried in the ground.
Yes,
and it's been in the ground now for 50 years, right? Ish?
Yes, yes.
Mid-80s?
Right. Yes.
So, to be honest with you, if I was going to replace the post and you had a guy that at the same time will replace that copper line, I would probably go ahead and do
it. Would you really? Now, here's the question, though. Is the copper line easily accessible? Because a lot of times that stuff is running under a patio, a concrete patio, a paver.
Well, yeah, it's under some dirt. It's going to have to dig up a little bit of dirt, but it could be done. It's not under any type of patio stone or anything like that, no. Let me ask
I don't know,
you
Chuck, you'd replace it? I probably wouldn't.
I know. I'm a big believer if I can be done with it. It's the age-old thing about, do you fix one wall that's leaking in the basement or all of them at the same time?
Right.
I used to be a big believer, you get done with that problem and move on to the next one the world will throw at you.
That's unusual because you're normally much cheaper than I am.
So what's the recommendation? Do you think I should do that? Because he's coming up with a price of $2,000, which sounds awful high to me. To do something. It's only like 10 or 15.
And I mean, it depends on obviously how far you're going, and certainly copper, soft copper made for that application is expensive. It's a question of you know, what your budget allows. Now, if budget flat out doesn't allow it, then I'm not doing it.
Right.
But if budget allows it, I'm going to do as much as I can at one time and be done with the grill.
Sure. Can I ask you one thing more? Do you have any recommendation as to who can do that type of work?
Well, that HVAC company can run that pipe. A plumbing company could run that pipe. Any of those guys could. If you go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com and look up our HVAC team partners, you can get someone out there to take care of it.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, I really appreciate your help with this.
I hope we didn't confuse you.
Some guidance.
Appreciate your call, John. Thank you very much. Okay, let's talk to Mary Lou and Warren. Good morning, Mary Lou. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. I have some little problems with my porch. There's two steps leading up to it. The bottom step is cracked. Somebody's going to step on it, and we're going to get sued. Anyway, I called a company, and also the porch has a little box around it that has limestone. And one of those is cracked. And also the chimney has some whitewashing on it. So I called a company. They actually looked up our address on the internet, and they said the job is too small.
What company was that?
I think it was Cornerstone.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll give you a couple
numbers. Got their number
from
the little papers they send out in the mail.
Gotcha. Gotcha. See, here's the issue with that. Replacing a couple steps, I'm assuming they're a concrete precast step. They were made and then brought to your house and placed. Is that fair?
Yes, but we've replaced them several times. We've lived here 58 years, and they've been replaced a couple times over the years.
Right. But the issue now is to have, first of all, everything's gone up in price. Steps and labor. You have to have two guys come out and take care of that. And unfortunately, it winds up being a little more expensive. If you can stick around till after the break, we'll give you a couple phone numbers of companies you can call, okay?
Oh, great. Okay.
You can just stick around till after the break.
The small job is always a problem, but if you've got just a couple of receptacles you want to replace or even add in an old kitchen, that a company like Lake Point Electric can handle that or any other electrical issue you've got. Lake Point Electric. Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you at 12 o'clock, we're going to zip over to Shelby Mechanical and be talking with Ron Alexander and his son. Good people. You're going to want to stay tuned, and you're going to want to put their phone number on the refrigerator.
Yes, sir. Hey, Mary Lou, are you still with us?
Yes.
We're going to give you two phone numbers, okay?
The first
one is Brickworks Property Restoration, and their phone
say the first name again.
Just Brickworks.
Brickworks is fine. Yeah, Brickworks.
Oh, Brickworks. Okay.
586-209-2513.
Okay.
I would also give them Joel's number at Just Ask. Just Ask. This kind of job is right up his alley. He is an expert at this kind of thing. His number is 248-535-1759.
Okay, I have something to work on here.
Absolutely. Piece of cake.
Okay,
can we
I don't
help
want
you with
somebody.
Anything else?
No. Well, this house was built in '67, and it needs a lot of work.
I was made in '66.
So over and the small things are the worst.
Yes, they are. But you know what? It's like Ken says, they never get better on their own. So the fact that you're taking care of them is a good sign.
Oh, I would like to keep this house up. There are some people in the neighborhood that haven't, and it's really terrible.
Yeah,
so,
why wouldn't you?
You've got to keep
it up. Go over there and tell them about the Inside Outside Guys. Let them know that we can help.
I will do that.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mary Lou. God bless you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. Sweet lady.
I know.
You know, and I mentioned this earlier, Chuck, and there is unless you live in a big city or a city like Southeast Michigan, Detroit area, you may get other shows like this in other cities around the country. And what's so unique about our show and those shows around the country is we know every team partner, every advertiser that we refer. We've met them. We've talked to them. We know the owners. If you go to some of these national sites that are out there, there's only one caveat to be on those sites. So you see some of these commercials and they go, I don't know, Google, find me a drywall repair. What is the caveat when they get that person's, it's they paid money, period.
They're paying money for
the, they're paying for the money for it.
Yeah.
Google is not vetting that company, and neither are all the other referral sites out there that help you get a contractor. The inside outside guys know who we refer. That's why we're your best option for any and all of your housing needs
here. And if you ever have a problem with a person we refer, a company we refer, and it will happen at some point because our business is people.
Yep.
It's all people doing things.
Yep.
A person has a bad day, then the company has a bad day, right? We want you to contact us because in most cases, as soon as we let the company owner know about it, they take care of it ASAP. I mean, actually, we've never not had them take care of it.
Well, they wouldn't care.
No.
You know, I mean, there's two sides to every story, all right? So, and Chuck and I know that. Chuck and I have been the providers. We've been on this side of a homeowner when they're being absolutely unreasonable, when we know what they're saying is wrong and all they expect from us is to go, okay, here's some money back. Okay, that happens way too much. However, we've been on the other side, too, where we see – recently, Chuck, we had an email from a gentleman who had some siding work done. He didn't tell me how long ago, but it was from a company that wanted to come on our show. And my question to him is, when did they install this? Tell me more, because we want to know about this stuff.
Sure.
Before it happens. Because just the fact they had a problem doesn't disqualify them. But we want to dig into the problem and find out what the issue is. How do they handle it? Chuck, you mentioned this yesterday. One of the main qualifiers for a good company is how soon they get back to you. Not how soon they do the job, but how soon they get back to you. If you have a problem and you got to call them three or four times, they're not interested.
Communication and follow-up.
My wife and I just recently last week, we had someone come out. Now, I don't tell these people who I am at all when they come out to my house. I live closer to Flint, so a lot of people don't know who I am. So we had them out, didn't tell them who I was. They were going to email us a quote the next day. And that was a week and a half ago. We still haven't got the quote. My wife says, should we call them? I said, no. I'm not going to work hard to be anybody's customer. If they want the business, they'll call up and say, hey, did you guys get that quote? Maybe they got my email address wrong. But I'm not going to work hard to be someone else's customer.
I agree. Nope, there's too many choices out there, good choices. Yeah, you shouldn't have to work hard to be a customer.
I can't tell you how many times I've been on the phone when I've had issues with company, and that has been my line. Look, I'm working too hard to be your customer.
Yeah.
It's important. Don't need it whatsoever.
No, we've got great people. We are so blessed with great people. And the more great people, great companies we find, the better we feel about this because we have a lot of listeners to serve.
Well, I mean, what we're really seeing, I mean, Chuck and I now have been on WJR for almost 7 years now. And what we're really seeing is all these really good companies, the word's getting around that the guys are the place to be. The guys are the ones that they want to be on because we give referrals. We get the premium. Frank Beckman, you saw, we say, God bless him, the most intelligent listening audience in radio. And that's what we have. We really do.
Yeah, we see that all the time. You know, it's funny because we've seen that one of the companies that is a team partner, Performance Remodeling, they saw that years ago before they came on the show.
Yep.
Jason and Rich.
Yep.
You've heard them on the show many times. Great people. But one cool thing that I like that they did, not everybody does this, nor can they, but Performance will give you a good, better, best. If you're fixing up the home to sell it next year, maybe you don't want to put the best on it, or maybe you can't afford to put the best on it.
Right.
If you're going to stay in that house, like Mary Lou and her husband have been in that 60s house for 40-some years,
right,
then you want to do the best, and Performance will literally give you three product choices, three price point choices to make your exterior beautiful again, regardless of which one you choose. And I like that about them.
I like that a lot about them. And one thing that people don't take advantage of is most of our team partners have storefront locations, brick-and-mortar locations.
Yeah.
And so many listeners, so many homeowners don't want to. We said this earlier today. They don't want someone in their house. Go to their location. Get to know the people that are there. Get a feel for the culture of the company when you're there. And at that point, if you are getting all those good vibes, set an appointment for them to come out.
Well, you were talking to Ed Esker yesterday about the new showroom expansion that J&E undertook.
Right.
Yeah, that's a big investment for a company. That's a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of energy.
It's a huge investment.
It's a huge investment.
Hey, we want everyone to stick around for the next hour, the bonus hour, what the Inside Outside guys love to call the education hour, because we get in front of our team partners that not only help us educate you, but they help educate us as well, because we are always teachable, aren't we, partner?
We have been to this point in life.
The wives might not agree with that, but we think we are. Hey, everyone, thank you so much for joining us today. Danielle, back in the studio, thank you so much for taking such great care of us while we're on the air. Stick around for the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys today, featuring Shelby Mechanical. Oh, and while we're at it, let's just go ahead and make this next segment of the Inside Outside Guys brought to a company my partner was just talking about. That company is Performance Remodeling.